Jen's 28-day fast start is the perfect way to ease into and adjust to the fast feast pattern, letting your body begin to heal and become good at tapping into its fat stores. Her Clean Fast Challenge will convince you that clean fasting is the key to making IF a lifestyle and not a diet. In Fast Feast Repeat, you'll find new information, clear instruction on clean fasting, and more in-depth descriptions of styles of fasting, including alternate day fasting, 18-6, 19-5, OMAD, OMAD, and others than she's ever delivered before. In December 2019, the New England Journal of Medicine published a review article about the many health benefits of intermittent fasting that not only solidified my conviction about its benefits, but was very specific in its declaration that IF is not just about calorie restriction. The benefits of IF are dissociated from its effects on weight loss. These benefits include improvements in glucose regulation, blood pressure, and heart rate, the efficacy of endurance training and abdominal fat loss. In everyday language, this means that while we often come to IF for weight loss, we remain intermittent fasters for the broad health benefits, lowering blood pressure, reducing risk of diabetes/improving diabetes, and reducing abdominal fat, the accumulation of which has long been known to be detrimental for health. This article goes on to mention the benefits related to neurodegenerative disorders, cancer risk reduction, longevity, dyslipidemia, insulin resistance, and inflammation. This means that IF is the magic pill. It is what we've all been looking for. For the first time in my professional life, I've been able to regularly de-prescribe medications for my patients. It is no longer unusual to lower or eliminate a patient's blood pressure medication or diabetes medication or cholesterol medication. If the pharmaceutical or diet industry could do any single one of these things consistently, it'd be a home run in terms of sales and profit. Fortunately for us, intermittent fasting is free, and it can do all of these things, not just one. If you are just curious or ready to dive in with your very first fast, or if you've been a long-time faster, you will find a great resource in Fast Feast Repeat. What are you waiting for? Join the health revolution. Julie Sandel, D.O., family medicine physician, Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Welcome to the rest of your life. Hi, y'all. My name is Jen Stevens, and I'm so glad you have picked up my book. This is a very exciting day because you are ready to finally get off the diet roller coaster and begin living your life on your own terms. While I will present you with information about a remarkable health and wellness strategy called intermittent fasting in the pages of this book, the whole time you are reading, I want you to remember that you are in charge, not me. You get to choose what you eat and when you eat it. You are the expert on your own body, and today is the day that you take back your own power. We've given away control for too long, following expert meal plans and protocols. This time, it's different. Together, we will work to craft the right plan for your body, and you will learn how to tweak and make changes that are just right for you. Let me introduce myself. Who am I, and how did I come to write this book? Let's talk about my qualifications. I want you to know who I am, and most important, who I am not. I have a bachelor's degree in elementary education, a master's degree in natural sciences, and a doctorate in gifted education. I am a teacher who has been trained to develop curriculum and present information to others. I have a broad scientific knowledge base, and I have also studied research methodologies. I can read and interpret scientific studies, make sense of them, and then re-deliver the content in a way that others can understand. Because I taught elementary school for 28 years, I have the heart of a teacher. Because I worked with gifted learners, I am a questioner. Because I have a science and research background, I understand both the strengths and limitations of scientific studies. Here's who I am not. I am not a medical professional, I am not a nutritionist, and I am not a laboratory researcher. So, as you read my words, feel free to double-check everything I am saying by going straight to the studies and source material that I reference.